Well, here we are with episode 3. It's taken a while to get to episode 3, Katrin.
Yeah.
But we've got some friends with us tonight. Some of our very good friends. Woohoo! Dana and Laura.
Hey, hey.
Dan, say hello.
Hello.
Laura, say.
Hey.
Hey. So, we decided that we're going to record episode 3 and just have a natter, really.
Wait, is this episode 3 or is this... It should be around 4 or 5, I'm sure.
It should be, but because we haven't done 3 yet, it's definitely not 4.
How can you do 4 and 5 about 3?
Well, that's exactly my point. Actually, we've recorded about 3.
Yeah, well, but, that's what I'm saying.
But we haven't posted them because they were shocking.
Oh. I feel like we featured in one of them.
You did?
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
but the audio was terrible.
It was great, but the audio was...
Great.
So, I figured I'm going to try and lead this a little bit with a few questions, mainly just for you guys. Let's call this an interview with Dan and Laura.
No, I don't want to do an interview.
All right, we won't do that.
Terrible.
Let me just ask a question. Laura, when did you last sing to yourself?
Before. Literally 5 minutes ago.
What did you sing?
Just before I did this podcast.
What did you sing? It was C1 or C2,
C5.
Your band.
No, it wasn't that. Hearsay, pure and simple. Pure
classic
and simple.
Classic of our time.
I'm there for you, pure and simple, gonna be there.
What about you, Dan? Do you sing?
He raps.
He does rap.
He's a real thing.
Favourite Eminem song.
Please stand up.
Favourite Eminem song?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to go. Till I Collapse. It's a bit of an album track.
I'm not sure I know that song.
It's on a Call of Duty advert. It's intense. Right.
I thought you liked Shake That Ass.
Oh, I do like that. It's more of a party banger, that though.
Did you know that he's a real Slim Shady?
I did not.
I was. Then Gina came along.
Yeah, she did.
Stole my crown.
True, actually. Gina's done remixes.
Have you seen her?
If you don't know Gina,
Gina's great.
Unlucky.
Hello.
She's great. Give us a whirl, Dan. Just a little lyric.
Keep it clean.
It's not very clean.
I don't really want this podcast to get explicit. We won't get many views.
No, because I once bought this album. Remember Big Brothers?
Big Brothers.
Do you remember Big Brothers?
No.
The band Big Brothers?
No.
No? So I made up with 3 guys, 3 girls. This
that
is Big Bro, taking over the show with the new flow.
She does, just to clarify, she does DDDD when she doesn't know the words.
So that wasn't the lyric.
Well, anyway, that was explicit. My mum had to take it back to HMV for me.
She
get a refund.
Yeah,
yeah. She
what?
Did, legit. She took it back for a refund and they gave her one. She said, this isn't acceptable for my daughter to be listening to.
I'm pretty sure it will have said explicit content on there.
Yeah, they used to have stickers, didn't they? Didn't have it.
Didn't realise.
That was the explicit content, though.
D-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d-d.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
That similar thing happened to me. My mum bought, what was the song? Afro Man, because I got high.
That's what I'm about.
Your mum bought it,
yeah, and then realised it's not suitable.
Well, what was she thinking?
I'm not sure.
Afro Man. Because I got high.
That is such a good song.
It is a tune.
To be fair, we played that. Da, da, da,
you
know,
that
car.
One, you could. That one actually has the lyric. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Da, 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 so you wouldn't need to remember it.
Yeah, you need to DDD some of them.
Yeah, true. I think the first explicit album I bought was Deftones.
Never heard of them.
Really?
Never.
Oh, mate, have you?
I've heard of them, but I couldn't name a song.
Sing it.
No, because you can't sing it because it. The way you would sing would be like kind of off key, really like.
You're good at that.
I think you can do that.
Really mixed in, like if I showed you what Deftones was like, you'd be like, yeah, you can't sing that to us. It's not something you can. Oh, this is a song.
Well,
to
try,
work with.
Try.
No, because.
Maybe you won't know it then. What you sing.
No, honestly, it's weird.
Try it. I generally don't know what you mean.
I don't either.
Right, give us a little go.
Wait, let me see if I can remember.
Definitely goes DDD.
Hey,
Honestly, it's unsingable.
So how did he ever produce
it? How can something be unsingable?
Well, I'll show you, right. Just for the sake of...
You can't play it because it'll make this podcast explicit.
No, it's not. I'm not going to play the whole album. have you got any kind of music player on here?
No. Go on to
I've
Safari.
Got Spotify.
YouTube. Spotify. You've not got
Spotify.
YouTube?
Safari, YouTube.
Spotify,
hey.
Nothing.
Okay, what's it called?
Right.
Just been listening to 42nd Street. That's what's been the latest thing I've been listening to on Spotify.
Deftones. D-E-F.
Tones.
D-E-F?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Right.
T.
Are you deaf?
I thought you spelled it differently.
Deftones, right. Top one.
Oh, that one?
Are they from Manchester?
No.
Manchester.
Right. Okay. Small sample here.
Is it playing?
No. Right. Very emo.
Oh, it's not shouty, is it? It's not one of those shouty ones.
It is a little bit, but even the singy parts.
Oh, I get you now.
No, but watch. Listen to the singy parts. I used to love it, but you can't sing it somehow.
Can we fast forward it?
Right, could you imagine that? How does it go?
I get you now.
Do you know what I mean? It's unsingable.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that Deftones one. Which one? Watch.
I mean, you're singing it now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we wouldn't have got it before.
But if I'd have told it, I'd have thought you were what? On earth?
I feel like I would have known yourself.
I feel like you would have liked this.
I definitely would not. I don't like the ones where they
You would
shout.
Know this one. You'd know this one. Right.
Hey guys, we should ask Tom about his band.
Oh yeah, tell us about your band. Stop it. Tom, behave yourself. Stop.
Listen to that. Ready? See? If I'd have sung that. But in the context of
what,
the music.
Did you used to have a band?
Yeah.
What
was that kind of style?
No, I mean, you're a little...
Oh, stop.
Oh,
go on,
the other one? What was the other one?
I had a band, a cool band, you know.
Cool
called,
band?
It was called... Well, it was called...
Tell us.
Called Justified.
No, wasn't it Hopeless Romantic?
Shh, man.
It's called what?
No, that's not a band.
Okay, you tell us.
It was a side project.
Hopeless Romantic.
Right, I had a...
Hopeless Romantic.
Right, I had a side project. Okay, I had a little recording studio thing at home. So I started a side project called Hopeless Romantic.
Is it a solo venture?
Yeah.
I played guitar.
I had a drum machine built in.
Can you remember any of your songs that you used to write?
Nope.
You can't.
But
nope.
We have a CD around
oh,
here.
Oh my word, you're kidding. Oh.
I actually don't know where that CD is.
I know where it is. It's down there in that box.
Just no, it's not.
It is. I've got a box of your stuff and a box of my stuff down there.
And stay there.
I used to be in a band.
Did you?
Did you? Mm.
A brass band.
Really?
Wait, tell me about that solo you had that time.
What did you play?
James Bond.
I played the cornet. I played the tenor horn. And I played the euphonium.
What are you in, is that?
It's like a big...
Euphonium?
It's like a big thing.
Were you any good?
That was sick. I played in Happy Mount Park.
Explain.
Which is like a little park in Morecambe where all the old people go. And I played a solo. It
doesn't sound like Happy Park.
Barry Manilow. One voice.
You had a solo in it. What is it? What is it called? A uniform?
A euphonium.
Euphonium. What is it? I sound naive, but what does it sound like?
Like a brass instrument, but it's like... Kind of like that, but it's deep.
Like
it's a big instrument.
No, I think it's more like...
it's more of a...
Can you remember how the Barry Manilow went?
One voice singing in the darkness.
Can you play your
can you do it
solo?
In a uniformium way, or whatever you call it?
And then it got louder. Crescendo.
You can actually, like, go really low.
Yeah, I'm impressive. I'm a man.
So you can go low, Fed.
How low can you go? How low?
Go.
Okay, wait. I can only go low talking, really.
Do it. How low can you go?
You went inside yourself, then.
Your neck is like a
yeah. You look like a toad.
A toad. It's funny that, you know, because Laura never used to have a neck.
I did used to have the neck.
If you look at pictures of her at high school.
Did you used to have the neck?
Yeah, I
pictures at high school. She's like this all the time.
I don't have a neck. I just, like...
Shy.
She's like a tortoise.
But when I smiled, I used to lift my shoulders and go... So it used to make my neck, like...
Disappear,
but I still had a neck. So like, I did not have a neck.
There's no proof that she had a neck, bro.
How no evidence. Proof? I've got a neck now.
It grew.
Where's this come from?
Neck grown.
It's not very long, is it?
You've got a long neck.
I have got a long neck.
It's because he looks like a makeup.
Yeah, it's true.
It's actually a very long neck.
Yeah.
Like, do you not think if Dan was an animal, he'd be a makeup?
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think he'd be a weasel.
A weasel? No,
yeah,
it's
we saw a weasel.
Sounds like
didn't
such
we?
An insult. It'd be a weasel.
That's a good question, though. What would everyone's animal be?
Oh.
I'm thinking meerkat.
Yeah, I think meerkat.
I don't know what
I'd be, really. Tortoise, we got that one down.
No, come on now.
I feel like it would actually suit you.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
They're so cute.
Yeah. No neck, cute.
Yeah.
No neck, cute.
See for that, or I think like a squirrel.
If there was a cartoon, like of us, and it was animals, think of it like that. I think I'd be.
You'd be some sort of excited dog.
Some sort of excited dog.
Yeah, actually.
Well, let's do this. Let's reframe a little bit. If it was like Winnie the Pooh, who would we be?
Ooh.
I feel like I'd be Tigger.
I don't really know
Winnie. No, I wouldn't be Donkey.
No, you'd be Eeyore.
Eeyore, yeah.
I'd be Tigger.
You'd be Tigger.
Nah, you're Piglet.
No, I think you'd be Eeyore.
I'd be
Katie
Eeyore.
Katie'd definitely be Winnie.
Yeah.
Wouldn't she?
I've not watched it, so I don't know.
Why am I Eeyore?
He's the one with a good head on his shoulders.
I'm really
Winnie.
Just smart.
I'm Tigger, the annoying bouncy one.
Yeah. Donkey.
Piglet, what? Like, would you be Piglet then?
No, the donkey. What's the donkey called?
No, Eeyore's like...
I'd be Christopher Robin.
Eeyore's like asleep all the time.
Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
That doesn't count, is it fair? He's not an animal.
There's no other characters, I don't think. I'm not Eeyore.
Right. Different
I'm
question
quite a positive
better,
person.
I feel like I would be a beaver.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah,
beaver.
I can see that, yeah.
I don't know what I would be. I would be a cat, I think.
No,
you're
not
a
cat.
I hate cats, but I would be a cat if I was an animal.
What?
Because I get everything on like planet Earth. They just be loved. You can get fat. You get fed. You get like tickled. You can scratch people and they still like think you're cute.
Well, why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
Sometimes.
Let loose.
No, I think you're better than that.
Yeah, I don't think.
You're better than
a
cat.
I think you'd be...
I feel like you'd be...
I don't know. I don't want to be an animal, guys.
You'd be a mouse.
A mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you sounded like a mouse then.
I'm not a mouse.
Do you know what? If I was a mouse, though, I'd be the fat one from Cinderella. Gus.
Oh, he's ever seen.
He's so cute. And, like, stacks his cheese up, doesn't he?
Stacks
it. Like, gets it stuck under his chin.
Oh, yeah.
Right, this has been great, guys.
What's the next question?
I feel like this episode is too long.
Well, it's 14 minutes thus far. So let's finish
it
off with one question.
Right.
Let's have a look. Gosh, this is a deep one. How do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
Oh,
deep. Let's ask a light one.
I do love my mother, though.
Just throw it in.
Name three things that you and Dan have in common.
That's
going
to be tough.
One thing. Name one thing that you and Dan have in common.
Friends?
Guys. Come on. Like the program friends?
No.
Friends. Oh, right.
Share friends. Like us. No, that doesn't count.
We like food.
To be fair, for us it would be coffee.
Coffee, yeah. Food.
Holidays.
Beefer.
Beefer.
No, because Dan hated it.
Ah, true.
It's not mine. It's not me.
S Club?
No, you didn't like
S Club. I did have their album, to be fair.
I loved S Club.
You had their album?
I was like 10. Good for Christmas. I remember it still.
Wow. What do we have in common? We must have something in common.
I just feel like this should have been
this
an easy question.
Worrying.
We're both from Lancaster.
No,
you're not
boring.
Even from Lancaster. You're from Eastbourne.
Boring.
Hmm.
Boring one.
Don't like the same music.
We have another one.
Don't like the same TV program.
I know what we've got in common.
Here's one.
We love each other.
Oh, cute.
No!
All right, given the choice of anyone in the world, who would you want to have as a dinner guest?
Just one person.
Anyone in the world. First over to you, Dan.
Easy. David Attenborough.
Strong. Strong. Go on.
Whatever he says, his voice is sick. He could say, pass me the milk. It'd sound amazing.
And you'd pass it.
Yeah.
You'd never question.
Just pass me the milk. Pass it.
I think I'd have a few people.
No,
you've
got one.
One. Oh.
You can't have a few. That's the question, Laura.
Well, I don't know.
We'll just
pick
one of
those
two.
Pick one of those two.
Barry Manilow.
Definitely not. I don't know. Who do I like, really?
You'd have Ryan Gosling, probably.
Oh, I do like him. But I wouldn't have him around for dinner.
Lady Gaga.
Wouldn't have him around for dinner.
You know what we were saying, round for dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have him round for dinner.
What would you have him round for?
We're all wondering.
Or do you like him? I wouldn't have him
round
for dinner.
I don't know. I do like a bit of Gaga. But then I do like the Queen.
So Lady Gaga or the Queen?
My girlfriend's sat in the corner. You're not invited for dinner.
I'd have all of the royal family around, I think.
Every single one?
Yeah.
Right.
But maybe not Charles.
You're going to exclude him? You take him off the invite list.
Just one, the Queen. Not even bothered about a husband, really, just the Queen.
A husband who's called?
Prince Philip.
Nice.
Very good.
Harry and Meghan. Definitely have Harry and Meghan around.
Right, so out of all those, which
and then
one,
I don't know if it'd get a bit overwhelming if Kate and Will
yeah.
came with all the kids.
It's very overwhelming. You're only allowed one.
I'll just have Gaga around. She'd be fun.
Lady Gaga. Okay.
I
Beth?
Like her.
I don't know. I generally don't know.
One person.
It's a hard question, isn't it?
Especially if you don't
like,
know anything.
Especially when you've got a dinner table that sits six people.
Well,
oh no, actually, I would have Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I really like her. I think she's fun.
Okay.
I like her hair.
Yeah, she's got a good.
Be great conversation.
Hasn't she?
Yeah.
Love your hair.
Love your hair.
Do you think it's a clip-on ponytail?
No.
Do you think it's her real hair?
Well, I'll ask her. Then.
Will you ask her?
That's why I want to have for dinner. I'm gonna go with Donald Trump.
Oh no.
I think it'd be a great conversation.
Interesting.
I feel like he wouldn't get a word in, but never mind.
I feel like it'd be very interesting, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just for interest sake.
Okay.
Alright, great. Well, thanks so much for joining us, guys. And if you're still listening this far in, 18 minutes in, that's commitment. Thanks so much.
Get a hobby.
We might have lost people.
Get another
but
hobby.
But the thing that matters is that we've got episode 3 up.
I think we might have lost people at Death Tones.
Death Tones.
When
you
we
blame me.
Played the full song.
You're going to blame me. Thanks. I knew it.
Adios.
Adios.
Bye. Bye, Felicia.